Commercial poultry producers in North America continue to be hit hard by high-path avian influenza. The USDA has confirmed the states of Ohio and Wisconsin. Both of those states have had avian flu return to commercial poultry flocks. Virginia chicken and turkey producers are using strict measures of biosecurity to hopefully prevent any outbreak of the disease in the Old Dominion. The final crop condition report of the year has just been published, and that report indicates that as of Monday of this week, 91% of soybeans have been harvested, and 39% of Virginia pastures are currently rated in poor or very poor condition. And the Virginia Farm Bureau Convention concludes today in Virginia Beach. One of the highlights of today's events will be a special reception hosted by Eastern Shore farmers featuring fresh blue crabs and Chesapeake Bay oysters. Well, Gary Crawford brings us up to date on national crop progress.
As the corn harvest winds down, how would you characterize this growing season for corn?
Maybe a little less exciting than some other recent years in the past.
Which many farmers probably appreciate that. That's USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, who says this has been what he calls a
pretty average year in terms of impacts from flooding or drought. We didn't see too much of either, at least in the heartland.
Yes, some areas did have some weather challenges, not as damaging though as in years past, and the harvest season, that's been a good one too.
We had pretty open weather, so harvests and crop maturation was pretty much on schedule to ahead of schedule.
The numbers bear that out.
The national harvest progress as of November 26th coming in at 96% harvested,
matching almost exactly the five-year average corn harvest pace for this week. The crop, anything but average, USDA says it will be the biggest corn harvest on record, over 15 billion bushels. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thank you, Gary, for that report. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.